Welcome to Moments of Inspiration, an international Christian ministry sponsored by many Christians and churches of Christ interested in sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. Every message and program is designed to honor Jesus Christ, who is Lord of Lords and King of Kings. We invite you to listen for the next 15 minutes as we present a time of worship with inspirational songs and a biblical message brought by MOI's featured speaker, Max Pratt. Please join us now for a few moments of inspiration.
Jesus said, "Let not your hearts be troubled. Trust in God, trust also in me." He goes on from there to encourage his followers to look ahead through his promises to them. Jesus had told a crowd of people, "Do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Do not worry about tomorrow. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness." While living in this world, facing all the trials of life, Jesus wants us to have an inner peace. The Lord's peace is not like what the world offers. Any peace we find based in and of the things of this world is not stable. It comes and then it goes. The peace of God is a peace that surpasses comprehension. It is an inner peace that does not depend upon our good health, good things happening to us and around us. It is of a spiritual nature. We are thankful that you're sharing in this edition of Moments of Inspiration. We want to help every listener to have the peace of God. If you do not have such a peace, we will pray that soon you will seek it and find it for your life.
That I love and hold dear to my heart are just borrowed, they're not mine at all. Jesus, only let me use them to brighten my life, so remind me. And where I could have been. Remember, I'm human, and humans forget. So remind me, dear Lord. Nothing good have I done to deserve God's own Son. The scars in his hands. Yet he chose the road to Calvary to die in my stead. Why he loved me, I can't understand. Roll back the curtain of from and where I could have been. Remember, I'm human, and humans forget. So remind me, dear Lord. So remind me.
How do you feel? That question would have many different answers. It kind of depends upon a number of things. We are people who have multiple emotions, and things happen in life that touch those emotions. Living our life brings a bag of full of them to the surface. Our emotions include shock, grief, anger, despair, hopelessness, and loneliness. There's fear, stress, anxiety, and that's just a partial list of emotions that we feel from time to time. Events that take place in or around us will set off emotions, sometimes a series of emotions. Emotions erupt from just the natural world around us. There are floods, hurricanes, droughts, earthquakes, and such things like this raise the level of our emotions depending on how we are affected directly from them. Other emotions come from the deeds of people around us. Let someone go out of their way to show an act of kindness and to help us in a time of need, and a flood of emotions are stirred because of their loving care. Other emotions will be felt when those around us do evil things. Crime against us and others raises our emotions to a high level. And who knows what a day may bring. Often a single day can find us having a very wide range of emotions. We need to know that our emotions are God-given. We are able to feel joy, fear, hurt, anger, and grief because God made us with them. We learn early on in the Scriptures that our emotions need to be controlled. Eve was led by Satan to desire the forbidden fruit. Cain let his anger and jealousy about his brother lead to an act of murder. King David teaches us that even a man after God's own heart has to have self-control. His lust carried him into those immoral deeds of adultery and eventually murder. James teaches us through his scriptural instruction to deal with anger before it has an opportunity to lead us into such things as bitterness and hatred and murderous thoughts and actions. Uncontrolled or unresolved anger inflicts torment upon our hearts. Our emotions should motivate us in a right direction. Jesus was angered at the way some of God's people were desecrating the temple of God. He corrected their behavior by declaring God's house to be a house of prayer and a house of worship, and they had turned it into a house of profit and robbery. It was his anger that brought correction to the evil deeds of men around him. Fear and worry are common among us. Who hasn't been afraid or worried? I don't know of anyone who hasn't dealt with both of them. Circumstances in life make it difficult to feel safe and secure. What is happening on any given day may create worry about what tomorrow will be like. We just cannot know what tomorrow brings for us, our family, our country. When we do not know, sometimes worry and fear become the leading emotions in our thoughts and actions. While the Apostle Paul was imprisoned because of his preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ, he wrote several letters which are included in our New Testaments. Paul did not let the possible outcome of his arrest and the charges that were brought against him occupy his time. He ministered to congregations and individuals. Once he wrote, "Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice. Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything. By prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your requests to God, and the peace of God which transcends all understanding will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." It is through our prayers that we bring before the Lord every circumstance of life and seek His guidance as we deal with them. We let God handle what we cannot. We put into perspective that God is our source of comfort and hope. If we are entrusting our lives and our souls to Him, then whatever may be, all will be well with our souls. We're taught to fix our eyes on Jesus. To do so means we will be focused upon the eternal and spiritual life more than this physical one. We will let His presence be with us. We will be holding to the promises that Jesus made. May the Lord bless you with His peace, not just in dealing with the circumstances of life, but with the redemption of your soul. Do not hope in the Lord just in this world, but by humbling ourselves before Him, we can find that peace. Believe in Jesus as the Son of God, the Savior of men from sin, the righteous judge. Come humbly and repent of sins, confess His name, and surrender to the baptism that He has commanded, and serve Him as your Lord each day. The peace of God will be yours.
Gentle shepherd. Shepherd, come and feed us, for we need your strength from day to day. There's no other we can turn to who can help us face another.
Thank you for tuning in to Moments of Inspiration. This ministry exists to honor Jesus and to encourage you in your walk of faith with Him. For more information, you can visit our website, momentsofinspiration.org. We offer free of charge a modern English version of the Bible. We also offer the New Life Behavioral Studies as a correspondence course. These studies help us understand the value of knowing Jesus and living the Christian life. If you're interested in these or other studies, you can write us at Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas 76821. Again, our address is Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas 76821. You may also contact us by email, moiradio@sbcglobal.net. Once again, our website is momentsofinspiration.org, where you will find more information about our ministry. Please join us next week for Moments of Inspiration. Moments is produced at KRUN 1400 AM in Ballinger, Texas.
In the light of His glory.